go. Welcome to the Married Man Show with Married Man Jack, Married Man Jay, and this week's special guest, Married Man Chris from Boston. Three married men.
What's up, guys?
Hello, hello. And for those who don't know, I guess Jack never says it anymore, but this is a show about a relationship advice show.
I don't think I've ever said that.
I know, you probably should.
That was never my job.
That was Warm Taffy's job, but now you're in place of Warm
Taffy.
Well,
since Warm, don't pay. Hey now.
In terms of seniority, you're the second oldest out of that trio, so now you become the oldest. Thus,
why do I have to take sloppy seconds and do his crap?
That's what happens. He leaves the show. Now you got to pick up the slack.
Can't we just have someone do it and just have it pre-recorded every week?
No, that's not how that works.
Why do I have to do his job?
I don't know. I don't make the rules.
Now I didn't even think about that. Now I feel like I have to go take a shower. I feel dirty.
I'm sorry.
He came into work today, hacking up a lung. I go, that's great, Dale.
How is Dale doing these days?
He's hacking up a lung today, so. He's doing all right, I guess. I haven't seen him that much lately. I haven't been at work much. So.
I kind of miss the guy.
Well, he no longer gives away free Mentos. So so if that's what you're looking for.
Speaking of free Mentos, the reason we couldn't record the Married Man Show last week is somebody was in Colorado.
Yes, I was. Yeah. So
for your
last
birthday,
weekend.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. So for my birthday, my wife actually flew me out to Colorado to meet up with some friends and go see two nights of a band called My Morning Jacket at Red Rocks. And it was a phenomenal trip. You guys have been to Red Rocks?
I'm familiar with it. Never been. But it looks
beautiful.
My
sister was just there and my brother-in-law.
I believe. You have to go there.
I don't have to. It's not Russia.
No. There. You need to go now.
Okay. Then I will leave right now.
So yeah, the venue itself is completely breathtaking. So like you're up in, it's in Morrison, Colorado, which is about 25 minutes outside of Denver. It's literally up in the mountains, and you get to the Red Rocks preservation, or the area where the Red Rocks amphitheater is. Park your car, and then You endure like a serious hike to get actually to the venue. And knowing what I know now, I will not be the guy who volunteers to carry the styrofoam cooler full of beer and ice.
That's brutal.
You just turned Jay off completely when you said you have to endure the hike.
I don't mind a hike, but carrying fucking...
Jay's like going, is there like a sidewalk, or, you know, those moving sidewalks, something I could do that?
No, it was nuts, man. But I'll tell you, it was, the sound is unbelievable. The sights are unreal. Like you're literally sitting in an amphitheater, which is in the middle of these huge, like you're in the middle of the mountain, really. It's like a carved out amphitheater. And, you know, it's an incredible venue. They've been putting shows on there. I was getting some, you know, history on it, I think since like the 40s. And that was like where they used to have all the big band like concerts and stuff there. And then like Grateful Dead played there in the 70s and 80s, I think. And I think what made it up a little bit more on the popular side of this generation is Dave Matthews did a show there back in, I think, 95. And it was that's how I knew about Red Rocks was through Dave Matthews, but I've always wanted
that's
to go
how
there
I knew
and
about
check
it as
out.
Well. Because they did like a DVD from playing there, right? Or something like that?
Yeah, they did. Yes, exactly. And so I've always wanted to go, and my wife for my birthday, she surprised me with a trip out. I mean, she told me a few months back, but with a trip out there to see this band, My Morning Jacket, this trip has actually spawned me to listen to them, right?
Wait, you weren't a fan before?
Well, I mean, I knew them. I knew a few of their songs, but I wasn't a diehard.
Gotcha.
And but the trip was more important just to get hang out with my buddies and stuff. And that got me into listening to more of the music. And holy shit, like my concert experience from that concert forward has been ruined. This was like how Lost totally fucked me up with TV. Like this band and this concert has fucked me up with concerts. It was
Well, because they're known as like a spacey Southern rock, right? Is that like what?
Yeah,
would that be the...
very very jam band. Like, yeah. But they shred. It was like they played 57 songs over the two nights, and
there
it
must
was
be 57 songs.
57 songs, right?
There must be
like, 57. Like it was just so much energy, so much. Like, just, and granted, there was a lot of Mentos happening at the same time, but it was
the highs are legal there.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. So I went.
In fact,
you
don't even have to call it Mentos. Yeah, there's a lot of pot there, right?
Well, just you know, for legal purposes, anyone listening, I bought my first legal Mentos on my birthday. Actually, it was 50% off Mentos sale.
They have like 50% off sales like JCPenney's, but with weed.
It was a Memorial Day sale that they're having.
So like a white sale, they have like a green sale?
Exactly. But here's the cool thing. I didn't realize. So I paid $5 for a roll of Mentos, mm-hmm. and $1.50 of that purchase of the taxes on it actually went to the Denver public school system, which I was kind of amazed by. I'm like, that's actually awesome.
Yeah.
That's better than the lottery.
I know.
Well, it's good they're doing that because I heard originally like all the tax, they were having problems getting money to the Denver school system. So that's good that
yeah.
they seem to be.
Like, that's just rad. I mean, I more states need to do that.
Well, it's made so much money. If alcoholic drinks can be legal and cigarettes can be legal, weed can be legal. It's just a stupid racist reason why it's not legal. So tax it, make money off of it.
So why is it racist?
So the reason they made it illegal is it was thought to be like the drugs of African Americans players.
But do they still feel that way?
That's why it's illegal now.
Yeah, but I mean, why won't they overturn it? Not for racist reasons, just because people are got their heads up their butts and they just.
No, it's just like institutionalized racism. That's all.
I mean, who? I mean,
I
don't think at this point
too,
I don't think it's racist.
Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead.
How did we lose him? Hello, hello.
Oh, go smoke another joint.
Oh, sorry, my mic. Hello.
Hello, you're there. I can hear you.
Look, if you can't smoke and talk at the same time, you got to have your priorities straight here.
Oh, maybe he's still trying to fix it.
No, it's my.
Oh.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can
Is your
hear
toothbrush
too.
USB not working?
Sorry. Yeah, but so funny story. I was telling these guys earlier, but the USB cable that powers your phone is also the USB cable that charges. My toothbrush. So it's a little bit mangled.
Don't you work for Apple?
Yes.
They don't sell these types of
But who
stuff?
Uses mini USB cables anymore?
Yeah, that's kind of like something you get at Best Buy for $300 because it's gold plated. I went in there a month ago or something because I needed a USB cable, like a printer style USB cable, and it was literally $29.99 for the fucking
cable.
Well,
you know what? If those racists would legalize pot, you could bring down the cost of those USB cables.
Well, it's pure markup because in Boston you might have
Best Buy sell pot, and they could give away USB cables.
But Boston, you had some maybe former Best Buy managers work at the Apple Store, but we've had them, and they tell me the ones that are like the store branded is like a 10,000% markup. Like they can buy them for like a nickel.
There goes our sponsorship with Best Buy.
but yeah, the USB pains are real. But anyway,
the last weekend, man, was ridiculous. And then I actually went to another concert. This is my summer of concerts, by the way. So I went to Red Rocks last weekend. Last night, I went to the House of Blues in Boston. Went to see Nathaniel Rateliff from the Night Sweats. I don't know if you're familiar with them. Great show. Awesome show. But again, my concert-going experience is totally screwed because of last weekend. So everything's going to be held to a higher level.
Let's Let's pause on there for a second.
It was actually my network wasn't strong enough. I don't understand. I literally have recorded from the same spot.
Do you have a coaxial cable connection?
Yeah, I got Fios.
Yep. Oh yeah, Fios?
Yeah.
Fios should be fiber.
Oh yeah, I have 80 megabit down, but it was the placement of my Airport Express.
Piece of shit Apple product.
Extender.
Damn Apple.
Piece of shit.
Stock taking a tank. God damn it.
Seriously.
I thought it went up. Didn't it go up today?
I don't know. It's not as high as it was.
No, I sold all mine before it shit the bed.
Insider information?
No. Just needed to buy a Jeep.
Okay. It was up 71 cents today. What are you guys talking about?
Big whoop. Call me when it hits 130. Anyway.
It was there at one point.
So, yes. Where were we? I don't remember where we were. Oh, talking about Best Buy's way fucking overpriced, fucking shitty. But,
now, can we be sued for you saying that, bashing Best Buy?
They're overcharging for a goddamn USB cable, $30.
They're only overcharging if people are paying it. If you don't want to pay it, don't pay it.
I don't think anybody does. I think it's the same USB cables from like 1999. Like, I don't think
it's like the fruitcake they just keep passing around.
Exactly. You gotta go to monoprice.com. No, they're not a sponsor, but they probably should be.
No, absolutely, but this was like a thing where I needed it that night, so I had to stop by the thing, and I was like, fuck it, we're just not going to do it.
Oh, is that for the... Was that one of our telethon podcasts we had to have?
No, it was the USB cable so I could play the calls while you could hear me talking.
I said just fucking pay it. Just go pay it.
No, so what I did is I got a record player and it came with that kind of cable. So that's the cable I'm using right now. It's one of those fancy record players that you can digitally convert your record or
records. It's like one of those phonograph things. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty neat. No, why? Yeah. Why? If you want to listen to a record, why do you want to digitize it? Fuck that shit. But anyway,
I don't own any records anymore.
Yeah, I have all your records.
I know, I gave them away. Well, it's funny. Chris was talking about concerts. This is how old my wife and I have gotten. I haven't slept in like 2 weeks. I've been like an hour here, an hour there, just a lot of things going on. So last night we had to go. We had Journey tickets, Journey of the Doobie Brothers. And big storm's coming. It's pouring down rain. I go, and I was waiting for her to say, she goes, I'm tired. I'm going to go. I go, okay.
Wait, you guys didn't go to the show?
We ended up not going.
Shit.
I was tired, exhausted. I go, it's hot and humid. It's sticky here. It's not in Red Rock. So why would I go and see a basic concert at the amphitheater?
Oh, so you finally have said it, that Journey's a basic band. Finally have come to terms.
No, I said it's a basic. It wasn't at Red Rock. So it wasn't like a...
If Neil Sean is that great, you should go rain or shine.
Well, I'm sorry. I said I'm getting old. I've seen him 5 times in concert. Do I need to see him a 6th? I've seen the Doobie Brothers in concert. I've seen the Mentos Brothers. But yeah, we decided we had paid for the tickets like 6 months ago.
I was saying, you paid good money for those tickets.
Yeah, but it was $100. We just said, fuck it. We had our grandson the night before, and he was a lot of fun. But he never stops. He's like the Energizer Bunny. He's the opposite of Jay at that age. Jay, you could sit there and say, "Don't move." You didn't have to tell him, "Don't move." He just sit him there, and he go. He just look at you.
I wasn't that non-active. I'm not as active as my son is, but I wasn't that not active. I played.
Yeah, you played within like a 3-foot radius. You can put like a circle around him and go, okay.
So actually, Boston, something I want to ask you is, so you said that My Morning Jacket, seeing them live for 2 days, 57 songs, ruined other concerts for you. What about the live show kind of did that? Like, what about them made them so special, the live show? The area that you were in, because it is a beautiful space.
Yeah, obviously, I think it's 30% the magic of Red Rocks. Okay. Give it its credit where credit's due.
Okay.
But their performance is unlike any other. So one of the things that was interesting about them that is different from every other concert I've been to is that they really didn't like placate to the crowd, like interact with the crowd or talk to the crowd or anything like that. They just put their heads down and they just rocked for 3 straight hours. And it was amazing. Like 57 songs is, first of all, in 2 days is pretty crazy.
Yep.
But I felt like every single song, they had the opportunity and they nailed it to have like a 7-minute jam session of just like face melting guitar solos, feeling the drums while you're in that amphitheater, because the sound just kind of bounces off of everything. It was just an incredible, incredible show. They did some Prince covers. They've covered the Eagles, which my buddy, who's a huge Lebowski fan, was pissed off about. He turned around and said, "I hate the fucking Eagles, man." they covered the Commodores. Oh,
rest in peace, Glenn Frey. Way to go.
Yeah. I think Glenn Frey was a dick, so fuck you, Glenn Frey.
You do not know he was a dick.
He was a dick.
How do you know he was a dick?
He'd show up and they're writing a song. The Eagles are writing a song, and he'd make a suggestion about like a word, and then he would force them to give him writing credit on the song. Fuck that guy.
Hey, he had Smuggler's Blues. Back up.
And like just the energy of the crowd too, like it's insane, because you know, every concert I've always been to, there's always some type of drama of someone who gets too drunk, someone who's being loud, obnoxious, some bullshit that's happening. There wasn't an ounce of that the entire weekend, not just the venue, but even throughout Colorado. I think that's probably has something to do with
the Free Mentos.
But
hey, I'm mad.
so pissed, man. I'm so pissed. it was just an incredible experience, and like to see those guys. I mean, I watched a lot of their stuff on YouTube before going in, their concert stuff, and listen on Apple Music. Listen to like their there's a channel on Apple Music for My Morning Jacket's live music. It was just, they're incredible performers. Like Jim James, who's the lead singer and also guitarist, just totally rips. He's amazing. It's funny. My friends actually said that he's the love child of Cher.
Is he really?
Cher, Jim Morrison, and a Sasquatch.
Oh, okay.
But
that's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, man. It was totally, totally incredible. And like, for instance, I went to the House of Blues last night to see that band, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, and which I love that album that they have out right now. It's fantastic from top to bottom. But the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm like, God damn it, this isn't Red Rocks. Shit, this isn't Red Rocks. This is good, but it's not Red Rocks. You
should have waited to Red Rocks when you were older.
Like I know.
Like 70, then you go, all right, I don't have to go to a concert anymore. or my age, like 50, almost 54, I don't need to go to a concert anymore. So that, there you go.
But man, it was a crazy weekend, and it actually got even cooler on my way home. I don't know, so... I flew out of Denver and I flew to Dulles on Tuesday. So I flew out of Denver.
I was in Dulles twice last week.
No shit.
And I was almost going to Denver, but it's a long story, dude. Go ahead.
Nice. So on Tuesday, I flew into Dulles around 7:30 or so. My flight was supposed to be out of Dulles, I think, at 9:45 to get back to Providence Airport, actually. And it got delayed like four times because the plane was actually coming from Charlotte, which they shut down the Charlotte airport apparently because of the storms last week.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were that bad, but whatever.
I thought the same thing, but
could have been worse than Charlotte. You don't know.
Yeah. So I said,
you know how North Carolina is. It could be raining cats and dogs here and across the street sunny.
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to take an Uber down into downtown Reston, Virginia, and get something to eat. I actually stopped into the local store, Apple store down there, to say hello, get some suggestions on where to eat. And I went to this place called the World of Beer. Because
now when you walk into Apple, you're like, you flash your Apple badge so you could be, they'll give you the information.
No. they were very, very welcoming and offered plenty of suggestions. But the one that piqued my fancy was World of Beer. So yes. I decided I'm going to go to World of Beer. And so I popped up my phone and I checked in at World of Beer saying, not a bad way to have a layover. And within like 15 seconds, I got a message from Maggie. And Maggie's like, dude, you're in Reston? I'm like, yeah, I am, for the next couple hours. She's like, I'm literally around the corner from you right now. So Maggie as you guys know, Maggie, she's
good friend of the podcast.
She came and hung out with me. I had a couple beers at the World of Beer and gave me a lift back to the airport to catch my flight.
Nice. Yeah.
So it was
gotta love the internet.
I love the internet. That's exactly my post. I'm like, I love the internet because of this. Like, this is just awesome. So she gave me a lift. Thank you, Maggie. I know you're listening out there somewhere. Gave me a lift back to the airport. We had a couple of beers, had some laughs. It was good to catch up, and got to the airport to find my flight was delayed again.
Shit.
So yeah, I didn't hit the pillow until just about 4 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday morning. I had to get up at 6.
At that point, that's I'm gonna call in sick today. Fuck that.
Yeah, well, I had just taken the previous 2 days off, so I couldn't do that.
Why not?
Not everybody works for Google.
What, you don't have unlimited sick days and no, you just put it in, no sick time needed to put in? No, not everybody?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. No.
Well, I do.
But.
Anyway,
epic trip. Had a ton of fun, and that was the beginning of my concert summer.
Nice. So what any other big ones that you're, if it's a concert summer, you kind of started too high. You should have ended with
Red Rocks. I totally fucked up the rotation. My morning jacket, and then last night Nathaniel Rateliff, this weekend Dave Matthews, Zach Brown Band August, and a local band got kind of big back in the 90s, Piebald. I don't know if you've ever heard of Piebald. Going to check them out in August as well. And potentially Sublime with Rome in August as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice. Yeah. The
my credit card bill to pay for it all.
Don't leave home without your Capital One.
He's not really an immediately recent thing, but an artist that I've been enjoying as of late, kind of new album came out last year. But Leon Bridges, do you know Leon Bridges, Chris?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, and Jack, if you don't know, and maybe listeners at home don't know, he's just like it's like you took Otis Redding and you just like, you know, he was reincarnated, and then you have Leon Bridges. It's a really soulful sound. Has this like 60s rhythm and blues feel to it. That his album Coming Home, and that's the lead song Coming Home. But it's just really, really good. Good music. Really good
music.
Yeah,
he's young too. I think he's like early 20s.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he only has the one album. It just came out a year ago or so. But definitely enjoying him. That's something you get on vinyl there. And just put it on, just like relax.
Put on the vinyl.
Put on the vinyl, man. Let that needle hit.
Get some Mentos, put on the vinyls. Just put the kid to bed first.
But he records on like old vintage recording equipment, so it sounds like it's literally from 1960.
Sounds like crap.
No, it's just
skips at everything, man.
No, it's just like a certain like an old Temptations record. It just has this old Motown kind of feel.
The record player you have, does it ever skip? Do you ever have that problem?
No, because if you take care of your records and you do things properly, it shouldn't skip or make noises. So
yeah, whatever.
He's playing Bonnaroo this year.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh fuck!
Like this weekend.
Is he playing Red Rock? That's all I want to know.
Sure, he will. No.
I'm actually looking. He's playing the Fillmore in Denver, though. He's playing in Montreal for 3 nights. Dude, let's go crash Illyrio's house and go check him out. Illyrio, we're coming up north.
Hey, we can be involved in a selfie.
Dude, every day I wake up to see Illyrio on my phone. It's crazy.
Him and my mom's husband, every day. They're doing that selfie thing every day. It's like, all right, I'll like it.
So what's your preference with Lear? Is it the running selfie, the in a suit and tie because I have to go to work selfie, or like just the normal selfie? What's your preference?
I think the suit and tie. I don't know, because he's all of a sudden like Illyrio's changed since we first all met Illyrio. Like like super fit and like runs marathons and shit, which is somewhat inspirational to me. And then until the point where I get pissed off, I'm like, well, fuck you, Illyrio. So I don't know. I go back and forth between the fit Illyrio and the I'm getting dressed up for what was today is graduation from kindergarten day or something like that, whatever the hell it was. But good for him.
I'll go with Fidelirio because that's the one I see the most.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's always got how many miles he's run and this, oh, I did this, blah,
no,
blah,
it's not
blah.
Miles. It's fucking kilometers. Like
kilometers, whatever.
Because Canadians.
Yeah.
Is that even real? Like, okay, I did 17 kilometers. What is that, like a block? I don't know. I don't know what that means. I'm an American. I'm an American. Give me too many miles.
I can kind of understand the kilometers thing because the kilometer thing, I think, is actually a bit more precise when it comes down to distance.
I'm not even going to try. Fuck it.
What I don't understand, though, what I don't get, and I actually had a lengthy discussion with Christine about this, was what the fuck is with centigrade? Like, there's no need for it. Like, there's no need. Like, the whole preciseness of kilometers against miles is understandable. It's actually the same thing for centigrade versus Fahrenheit. Like, I don't know. It's 7 degrees Celsius outside, or it's 8 degrees Celsius outside. That's like a 30-degree difference. Not really, but like it's a significant difference. So what do you say? It's like 7 5/8 of a degree out. Just use Fahrenheit. It just makes so much more sense.
Yeah. So you say
go ahead.
Oh, I was saying there should be like a cross pollination. Just pick and choose what's your best. So kilometers for your distance, and then Fahrenheit for your temperature.
Well, I know when I was in fourth grade, we were learning all the different crap, you know, the inches, yard, all that different stuff. And then they said, oh, we're going to change the metric system. We're going to do this. I go, why are we doing that? We never did switch because I think because I complained.
Yeah, that's right.
I think it was me because the kid in fourth grade was complaining. I go, well, that just doesn't make sense. And I think I went home, was complaining to my mom, and she just basically told me, shut up. I go, why do we have to learn this now?
Actually, if anybody could have complained enough to make it not happen, it'd actually be your mother, not you, in all fairness.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe I got her going. And they said, look, we're not dealing with this woman anymore. Please stop.
The equivalent of Facebook rants back then for her? Like, I don't know. Would that be?
Oh, she's not one of those people that hides behind the computer.
No, she's not.
She'd literally just go and, you know, was she 5'4", 100 pounds at the time? Oh, my God. I'm still afraid. I told my sisters, I go, I don't backtalk her because I'm still afraid. And I'm not joking.
Now, also, Boston, I saw you had a very nice, it was like a dance with your daughter, like a dress in pink kind of thing. That looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, actually. So total husband fail on that poster, post that picture. It was actually a pink ball, which was it was an event to honor local women who have battled breast cancer.
You totally fucked that up.
Wait. I got it.
Really? I didn't see. All I saw was you.
No, I saw there. Y'all three were there. I saw it.
Well, the first picture that I posted was just Emma and myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not like Jay. I don't just give the quick, okay, that's there.
That's what I saw. I didn't see anything else. That's what I saw. I thought it's sweet.
Remember I told you earlier about
father-daughter dancing.
Just Jay sitting there not moving? that's him on Instagram, Facebook.
Now remember, Facebook, they don't show you everything. Yeah, they show you certain posts. I don't see all the posts.
I could scroll down. But
I don't
you
stock
know what?
People's pages.
I could get a finger cramp there. I got to take care of my vinyl records so they don't scratch.
No, but it was an amazing event. Actually, that was Friday
love,
night.
Love the shoes; those are nice.
You like those?
They're sweet.
But the event is actually my wife's like boss from high school. She worked in a coffee shop now and runs this gym in the local gym. And this is like the fourth year in a row that they've honored local women who've gone through breast cancer. So they called up Amanda and was like, hey, we'd love to have you be one of our honorees for this year's charity ball. And Amanda's like, absolutely, I'd love to. It's amazing, great honor. You know, so we went, her family went, I was there. We brought Emma for the beginning part of it. But what was completely incredible to us was that we didn't know this, and I don't think they forgot to tell us this part, but they did silent auctions, they did raffles, they did all this stuff, and they're announcing Amanda and kind of sharing her story at the beginning of the ball, and I learned at this very moment, they said that 100% of the proceeds of that event, from the raffle, from ticket sales and all that type of stuff, are going to the families of these women. There's Amanda and this one other woman that was being honored. So We had no idea. Like, no idea. Like, in there, the whole idea of it behind it is that, you know, there's only so much that, you know, health insurance covers and right. all that type of stuff and all the crazy costs that are associated, you know, actual costs plus, you know, mental costs, the whole nine. And we had no fucking clue that was happening. I was actually kind of just standing there holding Amanda, like, you know, total like prom style photo yeah. picture. Kind of just standing there listening. And like squeezed her, I almost threw her to the ground. I'm like, "Are you shitting me? Like this? Like this is incredible." It was just incredible to have that moment happen. But it was an amazing night. Great people, and you know, for us, this is going to be something that we're going to be a part of, you know, forever. You know, we'll be a part of the planning process for the next year and the year after that and the year after that to be able to contribute and give back to, you know, the families that that need that help. But it was awesome. It was completely awesome.
Oh, that's great.
That's yeah. fantastic.
And those shoes were badass, right? So
they were. Good.
Do
you want to explain your shoes?
Yeah. So for those
explain to Jay too, because I'm sure he didn't go that far.
No, yeah. I saw that one. I think it was just a picture of your shoes, right?
There is a story behind the shoes, which is actually also awesome. So, for those listening at home, which is everyone who's listening, I rocked a black suit, you know, white shirt, pink tie with these crazy pink polo sneakers, or like almost like Vans. Everyone there was like, loved the shoes. People were taking pictures of my shoes the entire night. Not me, but my shoes. but the story behind it goes is that actually a few months back, one of my employees came in wearing very similar crazy pink shoes. And I'm like, what in the fuck are you doing wearing those shoes? Like, what's that all about? He's like, last year my mom was battling breast cancer. So we bought each other pairs of pink shoes. I'm like, that's awesome. All right, I apologize for
judging you
and assuming negative intent. Wink, wink. I'm like, that's amazing. And then 2 weeks later, he came in. His mom ordered me a pair of shoes, which I thought was incredibly touching. So, I rocked those that night with the suit, and it was a big hit.
Nice.
They looked almost as good as my wife.
Yeah, I don't know. You have a beautiful wife. You definitely outkicked your coverage there.
Oh, I'd get you. Kidding me? Absolutely.
Oh, man. No, that's great. That's great. Any other stories, gentlemen, before we move on to our questions?
I actually do. I have a story.
Okay.
It's child related. I think it's a story that we could maybe talk about.
Okay. So you did have a child for a weekend for the first time in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about that. That was fun. That was a blast.
How'd the sleeping go? He woke up at like 5:30, but he woke up
at 5:30. I go, what the hell is that noise? And I go, oh, he's up. He was laughing. And I go, who's laughing? My wife is laughing. I go, what the hell's going on here? I go, oh, hey, we're up. So then he kind of went back to sleep. And then he woke up again. I go, all right, because I forgot to get, I was making pancakes and all this stuff. And I on my list, get eggs, get eggs, get eggs, get eggs, get eggs. And of course, I got home, no eggs. Heather and her husband came over. My daughter and her husband came over. My son-in-law came over. Hey, can you guys make, on the way here, can you pick up eggs? They went to the store and didn't bring the eggs. So I had to go. Anyway, I had to go to the store the next day to get eggs, and so I made pancakes. He loved the pancakes and all that different stuff. But that was a blast. I don't know if I can do it every day again. You know,
what are you talking about? I've done it once, like every fucking weekend. No, I'm kidding.
Every other weekend would work. But again, he never stops. So you're weird. We were playing with the hose, and he wouldn't go into the water. I said, "Papa do." So I go, "Okay." So I had my clothes on. I just go. Something I wouldn't have. I just soaked myself in water. He kind of laughed, and then I held his hand, and we both went into the water. And he thought it was funny, so we kept going back and forth in the water, and I was soaking wet. The things you do for your grandkids.
I will say though, I was like Colleen and I by the 10 o'clock on that Saturday, like we're kind of bored. Like we kind of did everything we'd want to do. Like what do we do now? Like, I don't know what to do. I guess
you guys are different because when our parents would volunteer, I go okay. Well, I had three of them though, so you have three. It's
like it's one. It's like you know, at least have fun. We play like Today we did Ring Around the Rosie for like 30 minutes. Just have fun.
I mean, we're watching the Polar Express. He's because he likes trains, as you know, Jay. And he's eating popcorn. He's not taking his eyes off the movie. He's eating the pop. You know how you reach in to grab the popcorn?
Yeah.
Eventually, I took the bowl and put it on the floor. And he's like, he's reaching for the popcorn. And then he looks at me like, hey, where'd the popcorn go? I go, it's all gone. He goes, okay. And he turned around and started watching the movie. All gone, but no, it was a blast. But anyway, these kids, I would not have said they were a blast. I was in San Diego for a week, 8-9 days. And on my way out from Dulles to San Diego, which is a 5-hour flight, it sucks. I had kids kicking my chair and doing this and all this stuff. And people in the aisle were playing with the kids and they're almost sitting on me. I'd have to keep pushing them off. You're in my space. I get you.
Wait, the kids behind you got up and sat in your seat?
No, the parents of the kid and aunts were getting up to entertain the kids, and they're sitting in the aisle.
They're bending over and the butt's in your face.
Yeah, and I'm like going, okay, you're in my space. You're not hot enough to be
doing
this.
You're in my bubble, damn it.
You're not hot enough to be doing this. You need to get out of my space. And I go, God, that's the worst flight I've ever had. Okay, no. So I'm going from originally I was supposed to go from San Diego to Denver. My daughter, who flew out with me, was going from San Diego to Dallas. Her mom was supposed to go with my wife, but she had to change her flight because the boss came in town, so she couldn't go. So my daughter didn't want to fly alone. So we go to the ticket window, and the guy goes, "I go, hey, can I talk?" He goes, "When I'm done here," and I go, "Okay."
What?
So this is I go.
It's a good way. It's a good way to start a conversation.
So he's got all these passports going like this. I go. My daughter, her flight was leaving in like an hour. I said, just go. So I checked in the bags. I go through security. We meet up together. So we go to my gate, and there's nobody there. So I go, let's go to your gate and see if we can change the flight. And this guy, Alex, who turned out to be really helpful at first, was kind of being a dick, giving me the, you know, you shouldn't have come up here to come up here because this is, you know, I have things to do. I go, I understand. I'm kind of like a rule follower. I get that. I go, but the guy at the front basically wouldn't help me. Well, who was he? I didn't get his name. Could you describe him? I go, young guy, tall. I don't know. He's going on and on. I go, I really don't want to get the guy in trouble. I go, he was a dick, but I don't want to get him in trouble. So the guy, I have a perfect flight. I'm going from San Diego to Denver. And Denver, I'm going from Denver to Raleigh, which kind of breaks up the flight. I didn't want to go from the 5-hour flight again. So Alex is going through the whole thing. He's doing the whole crap and stuff like that. And I look, I go, wait a minute. Why do you have me going to Dallas? Dallas, to Washington. He goes, oh, but that's where you wanted to go. I go, no, I wanted to switch. He goes, but you came to my window. I go, because there was no one over there at that window.
Oh my God.
So I'm like going, oh my God. So he gets the seat and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, so we get on the flight, but he was really helpful after that. I said, hey, you've been really helpful. I go, I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you did. He got us, you know, close together. I had an in seat. My daughter had a middle seat. So he comes on the flight, and he wants to switch the he goes – he asked the guy next to my – I don't know why my daughter and I didn't think of this, but he asked the guy next to us if we would move. And so if he would move, and he goes, oh, aisle for aisle. I had two young, attractive girls sitting next to me. I kind of went to the guy. So he jumped at the chance to take the seat. I mean, it was like – he kind of looked up and goes – I kind of just was giving me – you know, you give me a little thing going, look what's sitting next to me. I'm old. Married, it doesn't matter anymore. So he jumped over. He was happy. So I'm thinking, okay, this is great. I get sick next to my daughter. We can talk the whole way, blah, blah, but whatever. Well, these people come on the plane. They go, can we switch? They switch seats with people, and they sit behind us. They have two young, a 5-year-old and like a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Oof.
And the wife goes, I don't know why they didn't put us together. I go, well, you know, you can pick your own seat. That's what I'm thinking. So anyway, he's reading the – he's, you know, they have the TV there, and they haven't even taken off yet. He's pushing on, you know, he's hitting the screen with his finger.
It's like the TV and the headrests or whatever.
Yeah, I go, this, it's not touchscreen. And I hear him go, oh. So then he's talking about you guys are familiar with the Cincinnati gorilla and the kid falling down.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, well, you know whose fault that was? That was the parents. They weren't watching their kids. They just let the kid do whatever he wants, blah, blah, blah. So he's going on and on and on about this. So I'm thinking, at least he's going to be controlling his kids. No. 5 hours of the worst fucking flight I've ever had. These kids never stopped kicking our chairs, never stopped yelling, screaming. They were throwing things in the aisle. This guy didn't say boo to him. The guy that was condemning the mother of the kid that fell into the gorilla thing his kids were the worst fucking kids I've ever been. In fact, at one point, both my daughter and I turned around and looked. He had to keep picking them up. They're running down the aisle and stuff like that. The flight attendants were like going, oh, my God, please stop. Every time he got up to, he does the thing where he grabs the headrest and pulls the chair back and lets it go, which I don't get. I'm 54. I can still get up without pulling the headrest in front of me. And I finally looked at him. He goes, oh, I'm sorry. I go, oh, yeah, you're sorry. But there was across from us, there was a young couple who had a baby. Baby was like 1 and a half. Not a peep, not a sound, just sat there content. She had books for them. She had things to entertain them. This dickhead and his wife had nothing to entertain them except us. I watched the Avengers and then the second Captain American movie, but I had to keep pausing it because they were irritating me to the point I wanted to get around. I wanted to get around and just punch him. Just punch him in the face. In fact, I even told my daughter, I said, you know, at this point, he should really just go, hey, I'm sorry for the trouble. Can I get you a drink? I mean, literally, it was that bad.
I will say, like, Colleen and I were on, actually, I think it was just me. I don't know. It was for work, I think. But got on a flight, and we were, this was like Delta. You can buy, like, the, not first class, but that, you know, upper area.
Yeah,
so it's like a little bit more leg room. You get free drinks. It's perfect. You're in the front of the plane. And
it's perfect for me.
But I go to sit in my seat, and there's a little bag there with candy and little treats and stuff like that, and a note that says, "Traveling with my pet cat. We've given the cat anti-anxiety meds, but just in case the cat, you know, is yelling
this
or screaming
pussy might
or whatever,
get out of control is what they're saying.
They're saying this pussy could get out of control, out of control pussy. Sorry if that does happen. And so what they did is they made sure they got into the plane first. They put these little notes in like the 30 seats that were kind of around them. And I was like, wow. I was like, it's that little gesture. It's like a couple little Snickers bars and, you know, like little candy, like Halloween candy type
stuff. Well done.
And I was like, wow, like one, I wouldn't have cared regardless. I have, you know, noise canceling headphones, big deal, but
I do too. And it didn't work.
But like they started conversations with everybody around them, and it's like a really just small gesture. And I think it everybody was kind of talking to them and having a good time, and it totally changed the mood of the situation.
Yeah, and this kid, the 5-year-old, I swear to God, for 30 minutes screamed. I mean, I'm not making this up. I go, and I got my headphones on. I go, how do I turn this up? I go, I can hear this kid, and it's just like nails on a chalkboard. Like, control your fucking kid. And I get kids. It's a long flight.
5-year-old and 2-year-old's tough. That's a tough.
I get that. These parents had absolutely no fucking control over their kids. None. And they had nothing there for the kid to do. Nothing. Yeah. They set these kids up to fail.
Yeah.
And it's
we have books. We have a small train table that he can take with him.
So when the plane lands, I jump up right away. I go, I gotta get out of here. And so we're sitting there. The older couple behind us goes, oh, we understand. Kids are just kids. They're gonna act.
Grandma.
Exactly. Both my daughter and I look like, shut up, lady. Just shut the fuck up.
But so she couldn't hear him the entire time.
Well, she had her hearing aid off. But the people across, as we were walking out, they were waiting for their stroller. I go, I just got to tell you, she was excellent on the plane, because I know the people were behind me. I go, she was excellent.
I will say, 1 year, it's kind of easy to fly with. I guess if you still breastfeed or whatever, because Colleen had it down to a science. She would start breastfeeding Zach as the takeoff would happen, and he would pass out from like milk drunkenness. And then he would sleep for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. It was the best. But anyway.
In fact, I wanted to get a drink, which I normally don't do that. I go, and they had one, and we're in row 36. And they're like, I go, really? How long? It took like an hour and a half. I kept this looking cart coming. I go,
please, drinks.
I need to
know. I need drinks.
But seriously, I have some bad flights with the worst flight ever. This kid, they were kicking underneath our chair. I mean, they're like on the floor. I go, and he's like, bump, 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 bump. And you know when someone's banging your chair and it starts to bug you? But you can't. You just can't do anything because if you make a scene, you'll be arrested because you're on the plane now.
You do that passive aggressive like look around.
We did that.
Like, you know, though, like
we did that. Except like one time when he pulled the chair back, and flung me forward. Like the fifth time, I did turn around. He goes, "I'm so sorry." I go, "Uh huh." Gave me because I was. But of course, the guy sitting next to me, the guy switched seats with me. Of course, he's talking to the two girls, and he kind of looked at me like, "Hey, thanks for switching seats." Because he probably saw what I was going through.
The guy's getting the mile high HJ when you're getting kicked in the back.
I'm getting screwed up the ass, not in a warm taffy good way. It just sucked. I mean, I couldn't wait to get off that fucking plane.
Yes,
yeah, that was my plane story that I wanted to bring up. But those parents. You're criticizing the parents, and I heard him say it, and he was going on and on about it, criticizing the parents with the accident at the zoo when his kids probably would have done the same thing. They both probably would have climbed into the enclosure. There, I'm done. But am I wrong? I never had to take young kids on a plane. We didn't.
I'm terrified of Emma's not flown yet, and I'm like terrified of what she would do if we brought her on a plane right now. Like, I think it would be, I don't know, because if she sits there in front of an iPhone and will watch PBS Kids for like 4 hours, maybe it wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, like, we've driven long, like 10-hour car rides, and we've flown a lot with Zach, and we've done San Diego once. So, like, he's pretty used to it, but the San Diego trip was rough, though, because, again, like, you can play a good, you know, entertain the kid distraction game sitting in a chair for maybe 2 hours, and then once you cross that threshold, you kind of run out of entertaining tricks.
They just turn into pure evil.
Yeah, like so again, like the flights to New York are pretty easy because like an hour, so you can kill an hour with a kid pretty easy. But when, yeah. There's a
not
certain,
those not those two kids. They hit the ground running.
But he was actually the going out to San Diego trip. He was pretty good to like the last couple hours of going to San Diego, and there was an older couple in front of us, maybe in their 60s or 70s, and he wanted to like kind of Zach wanted to walk, so we let him like stand in the middle of the thing, and then he made friends with the grandpa that was there, so then like the grandpa guy stood up and he actually held Zach up because Zach wanted to be held up. And he just sat there and held him and talked to us, and you know, and Zach was perfectly fine like the last hour of the plane ride. So, it's tough.
Did you do a background check on the grandpa?
Well, he had his grandkids there.
His house doesn't have like a red dot on it, does it?
No, no. I mean, he seemed like a legitimate grandpa kind of guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's legit. He's the legit grandpa.
He had his grandpa card, everything checked out. But honestly, Zach was quiet and it worked. So like, honestly, I didn't care. I was right there.
I didn't care if anything happened to my kids as long as I got some sleep and rest.
We're sleeping. No, we're just talking.
I'm not trying to, because the flight out was bad from Washington to San Diego, but this, like I said, these kids never stopped. I mean, it was just like from the start to finish. I mean, we hadn't taken off yet and they were acting up.
Yeah, that's right. But you should bring things to entertain the kid. Like, so for Zach, we have books. We have he has a little portable train table that he plays with.
Snacks are important.
Oh, snacks! Gotta have snacks.
Zach likes to eat. There's no question about that.
So the
hardest thing for him is because he's probably, you know, he doesn't like to sit down.
Exactly. That's it. Like, he doesn't like to sit down.
Because for me, I have to bring stuff to entertain myself. I can't sit there.
Yeah,
I can't sleep on the plane, so I have to have movies or something. I have to have something to entertain me. I get it. So I bring stuff so I'm not disruptive to the rest of the world.
But maybe for people listening at home, you have kids. You know, tell us your distraction game stories. Maybe some horror stories that you've had.
Am I being too hard on these two incompetent parents?
No, fuck no.
But to your point, Jack, you could have said, like, let me buy you a drink. I'm sorry.
You know, and I would
have apologized once to you.
Well, only time he apologized when he was like the fifth or sixth time he pulled back. Because that really pisses me off. Because you're an adult, you should know. Would you like me to pull on your chair? No. So why do you keep pulling on my? You know, they pull themselves all and use all their weight, and then they let go, and your chair kind of flings forward. I go, again, I'm 54. How am I able to get up? You're like 25. How are you not able to get up without flinging me forward on you? And you keep doing it. So I turn around, look at him, I'm sorry. I go, uh-huh. And gave him the uh-huh thing. At that point, I was done with him. But, you know, I just, if he's that bad, and like I said, he was the one pushing on the damn screen. It's not a touch screen. It's like, Jesus Christ. And I'm pretty easy going when stuff like, I mean, I'm not one to jump up and go, hey, stupid motherfucker, stop it or I'm going to kill you. I just kind of just builds up or I'm going to, you know, it's, I need some Mentos.
Peanuts,
popcorn, Mentos.
Let's get to some of these listener questions in here now.
Okay.
This one is from the Naughty Catholic. We have two from the Naughty Catholic. Hey, guys, I'm behind on the podcast, but I had to write to say I agree 100% with Boston. Going to the movies by yourself is the best.
Hell yeah, dude. It is the best.
I've never done it.
At 50-some-odd years, you've never been to the movies by yourself?
I have friends. So what do you want me to do? I've never done it. You know, it's funny. I would probably do it now, but I wouldn't have done it when I was younger.
See, for me, I don't give a fuck about sitting with my friends at the theater because I don't want to talk to them.
I get that, but you know, back then people labeled you as a loser if you went by yourself. You were labeled as a loser.
So you're too busy worried about what other people thought of you, Jack.
Well, back then, now I don't give a fuck because I'm old and I don't care. But when you're younger, you don't get that loser label.
I hate to break it to you, you're a loser.
I get it, but at least I didn't have that. That was just, I didn't need that extra late. It's like you only get so many strikes against you. It's like, oh, he goes to the movies by himself too. Nobody talked to him. We didn't have anti-bullying campaigns, you know, back then. People was allowed to just bully you till you cried and went home.
It is the best, though. I mean, you don't have to deal with anyone else's timeline or whatever. You don't have to share popcorn. You just go and you
not
see
to share
a movie.
Popcorn.
Don't touch my fucking.
You know what? I'm gonna try before the year's out. I will make a plan to go to the movies by myself.
Oh, you'll be a changed man.
But you know what's gonna happen though. My wife's gonna go. Oh, who are you going to the movies with? Oh, by myself. Oh, bullshit. Who are you seeing? And she will come to that theater just to see if I'm there, sitting there by myself. I guarantee it.
You can.
I go look at me. Who's gonna go to the movies with me?
You can blame it on me. Boston gave me some homework.
Exactly. There you go.
I'll take selfies of myself. I'll be illiterate. I'll take selfies of myself at the movie theater by myself.
Selfies by yourself in the theater.
Selfies by myself. Selfies by myself by me.
I think we just started a new hashtag.
I think so.
Selfies by myself. Or fuck you, grandma. One or the other.
Is there anything else you have? Okay, I'm sorry.
Did I just date myself by saying, I think I just started a hashtag?
I start one of those hashtags you kids are talking about.
Hey, before I forget, since you were at the Dulles Airport, do you get a vibe that they're still stuck in the 70s with some of their designs there?
Unbelievable. And they're so proud of it. They literally have pictures of the construction of that airport everywhere. Yeah.
They have those little glass things with the stupid lights in it. I go, literally, this looks like it's in the 70s.
But there's something to be said about like that. Like, say, the original TWA terminal in New York for JFK. Like,
this is like a big airport. It literally looked like they just put it up.
But it's kind of cool. It keeps that architecture. Yeah. Say, 40 years from now, it's going to be retro cool.
You know what? I'm talking about those glass cubicle things they used to do to divide stuff back in the 70s and early 80s.
Yeah,
they have like walls of them and they're lit. And I go, that really looks stupid.
But
speaking of 70s and 80s, like my flight to Dulles, the stewardesses were smoke shows. Like I have not seen that happen in 100 flights. Like every single one of them was hot.
Really?
Even nice. The dude, he was a good looking guy. I mean, whatever. But like they were like United. They love to fly and it shows.
I was also on United, and I didn't get the good ones. I got the – that sounds pretty sexist, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, they weren't very. I didn't mean that. They weren't very friendly. They weren't very. That's what I was trying to say. They weren't very friendly.
Sure.
No, they were just. They were just not very. It looked like they had been sitting next to that. Those behind. They were sitting in my seat. Because to be fair, every time they got there, they just kept staring at that family, looking down. So
let's get to the question here by Naughty Catholic. Is there anything else you have ever done alone that you'd recommend?
That's kind of a loaded.
Well, here I will say one. Eating alone. I love to eat alone. Like going to a restaurant alone. I love it.
I've never done that either.
On a lunch break, I'll go eat by myself. It's the most relaxing thing. That's just me.
Sometimes I like to watch TV by myself, so no one's bugging me, talking to me while I'm watching it.
I think a lot of people have done TV by themselves.
Yeah, I'm just.
I tell some people that I eat alone, and I don't mind eating alone. And they're like, "Oh, that's so sad. You're just that sad guy eating by himself."
I like to play solitary alone.
It's solitaire, but good job.
But not the way I play it.
So I actually had a business trip back in about 6-7 years ago. And it was like there's a conference at the Hotel Dolphin in on Disneyland Resort, Disney World Resort. And it was terrible because you looked out the door, you can see Magic Kingdom off in the area, but I was literally locked up in a conference room for 3 days. So it was terrible.
That sucks.
So my flight home, I actually pushed back to the latest flight possible and I got a park hopper pass and I went to some parks in Disney World by myself for the day.
Nice. Wow. How was it?
Yeah. It was awesome. You don't have to deal with any bullshit. It's just like the movie theater. You don't have to deal with any bullshit. Like I can go on whatever the fuck ride I want to. And being a single, by the way, in the lines for rides, dope. Because, you know, everyone wants to sit together and there's always like the odd man out. Yeah. So you get to go all the way to the front of the line. I got to ride the Mount Everest roller coaster like 3 times within an hour because of being single in line. It was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, there's like, yeah, I'm definitely someone that enjoys doing things by myself. I'll go out to estate sales by myself, or I'll go to the flea market by myself. Or I love my alone time. It's like my self reflection time.
I like driving alone, but that's not
really exciting.
Just because sometimes I just want to drive by myself and not have to listen.
Or even doing
tell
chores.
Me.
Like Colleen want to help. Like let's do chores together. I'm like, no, just let me do this by myself because I don't. I just want to do it by myself.
I know. One time I was mowing the lawn, and my daughters were kind of going haywire at the time, and my wife and I said, "I'm gonna go outside and work on the yard." And so then they all decide to come outside, and I go, "You know, I came out here for a reason." Like, and what was that? I go, "To get away from you guys."
I recently.
I know it's 120 degrees outside, but I'm enjoying myself.
I recently had my mother-in-law here for like 27 days. And I think it was 27 days in a row, I think. Yeah. So the Monday, which was Memorial Day, most people, they want to, you know, spend time with family. I was like, you know what? I'm going to clean the garage today. It's probably going to take 8 hours. And no, I don't need any help. Thank you.
I have done that when my mother-in-law has come out here. I have done that.
We
almost got in a fight today because I said, you know, your youngest sister's wedding's next year. And I said, all right, how long did she plan on coming? Because last time she was here for a month. And I honestly believe it could be a reality show. Would you agree, Jay?
Yeah, it's a good time.
It's kind of like train wreck. People don't believe me because I said it's the worst experience in the world. And I said, well, how long is she going to stay out here? She goes, well, I think a month. I go, a month? Again? I can't deal with a month. You're going to have to cut. So we're going back and forth, and I said, how about a week? And anyway, so we decided on 3 weeks. I go, well, that's still bullshit, but that's my mom you're talking about. I go, I get it, but she's just not easy to live with.
Yeah, but you got to understand it from. Like, I've got to be better with Colleen. I got to understand. It's her mother.
I don't have to understand. I don't understand anything.
No, you married her. You got to.
They're Italian. They fight like crazy.
Yeah, but that's just who they are. You got to let them be who they are.
Literally are screaming at each other.
All right. Let's go to the next question here. It's Brian's Doom. So I guess this is in relation to Brian Verderosa. He says. Dear Jay, Jack, and Taffy Seatfill. Getting married.
When you think about it,
that sounds
kind of gross.
It sounds dirty.
Is your seat sticky there, Chris?
Oh God.
That's what I'm thinking. When you're thinking Taffy, it's like, what is he? Because he does a lot of things alone, right?
Yes.
he bragged about it, so I'm just thinking that seat is awful sticky.
All right, so getting married. Are you tired of being happy? So I guess that's directed toward Brian. We have to let him know next time he's on the show. But tired of being happy. I don't know. We're three married men here. Are we done?
I'm very happy. Very happy. I've never been happier.
How about you, Boston?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, being married is. You always hear the negatives, right? No one actually goes on podcasts and talks about how fucking glorious what marriage is, right? But it is. It's awesome. And I think that, you know, if you find the right person.
Wait, can I just stop you right here?
Sure.
You've gone all podcasts about how great it is to go to the movies by yourself. Hey, but you know, being married is great. Okay, go finish the story.
Touche. So it's interesting because, like, you know, you find the right person, you go through all these crazy things in life, and I think that, you know, for me personally, I think that, you know, over the last 5 years, 4 years, technically, talking about, you know, from the birth of our child through all the crap that you go through, you go through these crazy experiences, and I couldn't think of anybody else I'd rather go through those experiences. Like, I was actually at a wedding on Saturday, and hearing those vows made me think back to, like, all of the shit that you experienced together, and it's awesome. So there's the mushy side and the serious side of me in the saying that marriage is what all that it's cracked up to be. Of course, if you found the right person.
Yes.
Right. That's the key.
That is the key. Now, I would agree. I think...
I agree.
For all of Jack's pontificating, he agrees.
No, I'm saying because my wife and I, there's many things we don't agree on, but I think we do balance each other off. Of like, I can talk her off the ledge if she's having a stressful. I mean, it's been a pretty stressful month with things going on back and forth. I'm not gonna get into it, but it's been, you know, not our relationship wise, but just life. And she had a rough week last week. I had a rough week last week. We were separated apart, and she wasn't opening up with her part was, and she had kind of it was worse because she wasn't telling me the truth, and I could have, but she didn't want to heap any more crap onto me. I said, well, at this point, it doesn't matter. Go ahead and heap the crap on me. So, you know, but I, you know, we do balance each other off and, you know, out. And so I agree with Chris saying, but I'm gonna try that whole movie thing by myself though, and see if I really need to be married. Not.
It's awesome.
Well, that's honestly, I think that's the key to any good marriage is you need your alone time too, like, because you're around the person for all the time, so you need your alone time.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been married like 27.
I know, 26. And you haven't gone to movies by yourself, man. You need to do this for yourself. This is for
never.
You.
But I didn't do it when I was single either. I've just never done it.
He doesn't like being lonely.
All right, and our last email here from another one from the Naughty Catholic. It's me again, still getting caught up on podcasts. I'm listening to you guys talk about strip clubs and a friend's wife forbidding him from going. It reminded me of something I asked my husband to stop doing, masturbating, many years
what?
Ago. Damn, that's harsh. Let's let the email finish. Let's let the email finish. Many years ago, I mentioned to him...
Why should we let the email finish if she's not going to let him finish? We're trying to
Oh, nice. Many years ago, I mentioned to him that I'd prefer he not do it because if he feels an urge, I'd rather he save it and have sex with me.
Well, that's reasonable.
But any married guy knows if that was the edict laid down, you had to save it and wait for me, then we all know how long that's going to take. Yeah. Like it's like, there's no.
Are you
going to
have
way.
Sex with me 3 times a day? Because that's what I need. No. I kind of forgot I even said this, and a few years ago he brought up and told me he had stopped and hadn't done it since that time. Wow. What are your thoughts on this? For the record, I think he's telling me the truth.
Bullshit.
Okay, who is he thinking about when he's doing it? I think that's the key. Is it cheating if he's thinking about somebody else and not her?
I don't think so.
No, not at all. Shit, I hope not.
I'm just asking.
And hold on, the final question. So what are your thoughts? And would you do this if your wife asked? Julie, the naughty Catholic. Christ. Well, I guess the naughty Catholic thing is making more sense now. It's a very Catholic thing to repress sexual urges.
So,
but it's a naughty Catholic.
It's
though.
True. It's naughty Catholic. You're right.
The naughty Catholic would be all for it.
Yes. Well, all for the sex, just none of the sinning. But anyway.
Maybe with the priest. I don't know.
Anywho.
I'm just saying.
I feel like it's not fair. I think it's the same as a triplet. I feel like it's not fair. That's kind of a.
Well, I think it's a marriage. It's what, you know, you have to work it out together if you both agree. Well, if that's what keeps your life happy, your wife happy, happy wife, happy life, right?
But I don't understand why that hurts her, because I guarantee you he'll still have enough for when the sexy times
beckoned. Does it bugger that he's thinking of someone else?
He's not fucking somebody else.
But is he? But you see what I mean? You see what I'm trying to say?
I think it's like Boston. What's that movie? With Paul Rudd and was it?
Oh, shit.
Where he's like he masturbates to a picture of his wife.
Yeah,
I saw that one.
Yeah, and he's like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you masturbating to a picture of your wife?"
What the hell was that movie's name? The name of that movie.
Fuck.
I saw that movie too.
Was it Best Man?
No.
Slap of the Bass Man was the.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Slap the Bass.
Slap of the Bass Man.
Anyways, but dude, yeah. So
that was in another movie too, I think, or was that the Paul Rudd movie?
I remember the scene.
Is that the one where he goes and he's gonna bang that chick and he just totally like loses himself, like he can't even
Jason
talk to her?
Jason Segel's in it too. It's Jason Segel and Paul Rudd.
I know.
Oh, I'm thinking a different movie.
I don't know.
Anyways, but okay. So back to the question here. What the fuck?
Okay, you are. You know what? You sound just like Warm Taffy would sitting in.
The movie is called "I Love You, Man." By the way,
yes, yes. Okay. I was thinking of a different Paul Rudd movie, but also good.
Who doesn't like Paul Rudd.
So anyway, so back to the question. So you can't do that to him. Number one, you can't do that to him.
But she didn't make him. She asked him not to.
Yeah, you can't do that to him. Like, that's a painful, painful move. First of all, she needs to learn how to do it for herself.
There you go.
Well, maybe she does.
Well if she doesn't, he can't. That's super fucked up.
Bullshit.
Well, I'm just assuming. I don't know. I'm not there.
Go buy yourself some toys and understand how cool it is. I do sound like Taffy. Shit. So then her question was, would you if your wife asked you not to? I'll revert back to my original answer, and finding the right person for me would entail that question never being asked of me. I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm just saying that you're
a monster.
But you're a fucking monster.
You're evil.
I kid. It is a completely natural, dude. Like, put it this way, fucking
this
dolphins
has really pissed you off, hasn't it?
Dude, so much so. Like dolphins, they fuck piers. Like they actually go to the pier, like the big thing in the water, and they masturbate against piers.
But that's fish, right?
It's a natural thing to do.
Dolphins are very intelligent mammals. So
yeah,
they're the only other.
They're so intelligent, they're fucking a pier.
Hold on. They're the only other animal that has sex for pleasure.
Yeah, dude, if all I had was a dorsal fin, I'd be fucking a pier too. But like, no, in all seriousness, like, it is a natural thing, and for a guy, it's something that is we're doing you a service. Right. By taking care of putting things that matter
for your own hands. Some more free time, right?
Yeah, you know, but it's a stress reliever.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. And you should allow your husband to experience that for himself.
Yes. Unless,
well, I'd like to hear the naughty Catholic right back and see if she
or say to the naughty Catholic, unless she, because again, she might have a really strong sex drive and she wants to have sex all the time. So,
well, hey, then if more power to you.
So, like, if that's the case, then, you know, I think it changes the game. But if this is a normal, you know, say, what's the average 2 to 3 times a week or whatever. I don't know if that would be able to satisfy an average male's needs. But everybody's different. Maybe your husband isn't as whatever, you know, has his needs.
Why are you skating around? You're skirting around the issue.
Why? I don't want to overgeneralize. I don't want to say that all guys, you know, need to come at least 1.5 times a day. Versus, you know,
that 0.5 for when Colleen walks in on you.
What are you doing? Nothing.
Oh, nothing.
Holding Zach.
Oh, God, no. What? No.
Well, as you can see, too, in Zach, if you change his diaper, what's the first thing he reaches for?
Well, it's like all kids. I mean, it's just like,
he just goes right at it. I mean, he's like,
yeah.
Anyway. Colleen just poked her head in, so now she's probably thinking I'm talking about her or something.
He's talking about jerking off, Colleen.
She can't hear you. But anyway, now I don't want to overgeneralize, but I would say on average, you know, just to the Chris's point, I think we're doing the ladies a favor. Maybe.
Yeah, it's a time thing, dude. You work it into your schedule, and you can take care of matters in your own hands very, very quickly.
Yeah,
and just get it out of the way.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah,
the game's on in 10 minutes. You know, how stressed I get watching the Chargers.
and weed's not legal in most states, so really,
I can only drink so much beer.
But Julie the Naughty Catholic, if you want to follow up with us, we're going to give some more details here.
You're not a monster.
But yes, you're not a monster.
You're close.
It's just this
getting there.
This action is something a monster would do. If my wife asked again, I think, yeah, just getting the right woman. But also I think my wife also knows, like, yeah, just don't ask it.
Don't ask, don't tell.
No.
No, we're not even close to fixing it today. Nope, that ain't happening.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I think that's a good place to close.
Wait. I had a question I wanted to bring up.
Quickly.
Okay. I was listening to a radio show, and they were taking calls. It was almost like they stole our Merry Man idea. A woman wrote in saying that her fiance gave her a wedding ring, an engagement ring that belonged to her a former girlfriend that he was engaged to be married once before.
Ooh.
He gave her the ring but didn't tell her that's what it was belonged to her. She found out later on. She said, "Should I call off the wedding?" And I was like, wow, that's a big thing. And then the guy, it's just a ring. It doesn't matter. Of course, his wife is co-hosting the show right now because the other girl is pregnant, just had a baby. She goes, "What the hell you mean? It doesn't matter." And they're almost having a divorce on there because they're going back and forth with it. The women on the show said, "Yeah, it does matter." The guys on the show said, "It doesn't matter." So I'm putting out there to the listeners: does it matter? I mean, I think
it matters from a lie. Like, you broke trust,
right? Broke trust, but he didn't lie. He just said, here's an engagement ring.
But he tell her after, you know, like, oh, it's on your finger. Oh, actually, that was also my ex-wife.
No, he never said that. She found out.
See, that's what I'm saying. He lied. He lied then.
No, he didn't lie.
He withheld information.
Exactly. So
okay, well, he broke trust.
He broke trust, but is it worth... Okay, you love this. You guys love each other. Is it worth calling off the wedding?
It just
depends. That's my question to the listeners, and I think it's more to the female listeners, because I think it was we're all chauvinists, so we wouldn't know. But is that worth calling off the wedding? Because the girls calling in all said yes. The guys that would call in would say no. It's just a ring. It doesn't mean that much. At least he gave you a ring, and she said it was a nice ring.
Yeah, but it's like I don't know, like why would you want to start out your relationship with like a
It's a huge mistake, but is it worth calling off the wedding?
Depends. Like, it depends on the perspective. If he's not going to tell you this, what else is he not telling you? And that's where I think it's not so much about the ring, it's just the fact that he tried to give her this ring and not give the context of like the history of this ring.
Well,
which
he's starting him off financially secure. He's not wasting money on a ring. So
if it's that you worry about, then talk about that. Like, be open.
So I'll say, is it worth canceling the wedding? And I'll say yes. And I'll tell you why. Because if she has to question whether or not she wants to spend the rest of her life with this guy after he makes a mistake, then that is not the right person for her.
Good point.
That's a great point. Yeah, I agree. One ever brought that up, but that's a great point.
But what a fucking idiot.
It was a bonehead move.
Like pawn it, sell it, melt it down, and buy a new one, because you can't do that. That's a fucking stupid move.
The guy in the radio show, he goes, look, most women pick out their rings anyway. What does it matter? Why does that have to be a surprise? But he was messing the point. I said, well, it was a trust issue that he was messing the point. But I do believe most women pick out their rings, or at least has some idea what ring they want.
You kidding me? Amanda had a printout from BlueNile.com, like four of them laid out across my office. So she knew exactly what she wanted.
Yeah, I didn't even bother pick, because I'm not good at jewelry anyway. I don't care. So I said, yeah, just pick whatever you want.
I had Colleen pick out. I said about a year out, I had her pick top five.
And then, but see, women are calling. Said that's not true, because the guy was saying, well, 99% of the women pick out their ring, and all the women were saying no. I'm like going, I believe this guy. I'm taking a side on this one, but not the.
But again, he's an idiot.
No, this is the guy that wasn't the guy that gave the ring.
You said okay. So
the radio guy. He's like, it doesn't matter. It's just a ring. But the trust issue is what the and like Chris just said, it made perfect sense. If you're already having doubts, move on.
Yep.
Exactly.
Because he's not going to get any better. He's stupid, so he's not going to get any smarter.
He's already proven that he's a dummy, so he's going to fuck up again.
Because someone said the same thing. They said, why don't you just sell the ring, get the money, and go get her another ring?
Yeah. That seems pretty easy. Seems pretty straightforward.
It's because he's an idiot.
He's stupid.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I thought it was an interesting question. I thought I'd throw it out there.
Yeah. Very good.
And I'm done now.
I'm glad. All right. There you go, guys. That is it for this week's Married Man Show. Chris and Boston, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
First person to hit three guest hosts so far. So.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sitting in Taffy's chair.
And I can't get out.
Well, you might as well just yourself the right there. Just kind of just.
You kidding me? I've already done it twice.
but if you'd like to give us a call with any relationship advice questions you have, or where do you side? If your wife or significant other asked you to stop masturbating, would you stop? Or do you think it's an unfair question to ask? Give us your thoughts, 510-69-TAFFY. Once again, it's 510-69-TAFFY. Or if you want to email in your thoughts, you can do so at marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, it's marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. For this month, we have a great promotion going on with Loot Crate. It's lootcrate.com/JayandJack. If you want a box of geeky goodness for less than $20, $45 worth of stuff for less than $20, you can sign today over at lootcrate.com/JayandJack. Use promo code JayandJack for a special discount. Action Jackson, what's the promotion for this month?
This promotion is engagement rings.
Ooh, engagement rings. Very nice.
Engagement rings. You just get a surprise engagement ring. It's so cool.
And here's the thing, you know, preemptively, you're a fucking idiot if you give your girlfriend a ring from Loot Crate.
Be forewarned.
But it comes from the heart. It's
like a fucking Green Lantern ring. Here you go, honey.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, man. But yes.
She's a geek, too. She'd appreciate it, right?
Yeah, there you go. Sign up today. Also, want to send a special thanks from Tack from Tokyo, Brad from Chicago, and Eckhard Richter for contributing a significant amount on our Patreon page. If you'd like to become a patron today, you can do so by going to janejack.com. Click the button for Become a Patron. Takes you to our patron page. You can contribute $1 all the way up. There's different tiers. You get different stuff like exclusive podcasts.
Still waiting on that $1 million one.
Hangouts. may have had a hangover on Sunday.
You got a drink?
Yeah. We took an Uber out to dinner, so we didn't have to drive. So
you went to Angus Barn, right?
Angus Barn, and they took forever. Like it was like 2.5 hours we were there. So,
but is that a bad thing?
No. But
you've gotten old. You didn't have your kid.
Well, we got there at 8:00. We didn't leave till like 10:30. I'm like, that's a long time.
What's the rush home?
There isn't. It's just like I don't know. I just want to sit at a restaurant table for that.
I'm assuming you pleased yourself before you went. So what was the rush home?
Anywho,
I'd rather they take their time. I hate when
I don't mind
hurry.
Taking the time, but
I hate when they rush you and they go you. You haven't even ordered yet.
I agree. Rush, but the problem is here is that
Angus Barn's got a great atmosphere.
They do. It was great, but here's the
Raleigh.
Can I finish
Raleigh,
why it was bad for me? Are you just going to keep talking?
Because you just don't make sense.
Anyway,
they have all those crackers and cheese that are so delicious.
God damn it! I get it. Just kind of finish my thought. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, pickles are there. They have those olives that are terrible.
So,
I don't like olives.
Moral of the story is: make sure you clean out the chamber before you go out to this restaurant.
Don't go in there fully loaded.
All right, tell us why it was so bad.
No, it's just like so the we have like our salads, like soup and salad.
Salad was cold.
No, it was fine, but then it was like an hour from that point to when the food actually came. So it was just like a big. I don't mind if it's spaced out and timed out, but it was just like a big lull in between the two.
But when I'm at Angus Barn, I like the because they have these crackers and cheese there. And it's amazing,
but the problem is crackers and cheese is before your soup and salad. So
but by the time the meal comes, I'm so full with cheese and crackers, I need a break.
But an hour in between, that's a long time.
I could eat a lot of cheese and crackers.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, all right, guys, we'll see you next time. Boston, for those playing at home, probably be on again 4 or 5 weeks from now, maybe somewhere around there. So. If you
that long,
it's usually about 4 weeks, right? 4 weeks,
4 weeks, yeah,
give or take.
About that,
unless he's going to go to Colorado and get high again for a weekend, but probably around 4 weeks.
Allegedly.
Nah, what? You're putting words in my mouth, son.
Get that minty breath for a weekend, refreshingly minty breath. All right, guys.
I obeyed all laws.
It's true. It's true.
you broke no laws.
Broke no laws. All right, guys. That is it for this week's show. We'll see you next time.
Who do we have next week? Sexist Tim is
Sexist Tim is on, yeah. Which should be good.
Sexless Tim, you mean?
Oh!
I wonder what his wife thinks of that policy.
Oh my
God! I don't
think
he gives a shit.
Yeah.
I love you, Tim.
I think you would see an already broken man finally fall. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye. See ya.